This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
Yes, and this is episode 17 of Painting on Glass. This is about watershed. Thank you so much for calling back again and tuning in. You might be interested in how all the songs take shape from thought to the studio. We've been talking about a lot of the past and projects that took place right there. We will have to do again and again because this is the way that it took me right to this point that I'm able to tell you about it now. But today is about current stuff. This is the title song of the new album, and this is Watershed.
I stood alone there by the watershed, with no one there but wind and clouds instead. And the sky was lying on the lake, on its surface softly portrayed, like a mirror that displayed it all for me.
You know, there is so much I love about water. There would be no life without water. Not on Earth and not in the universe at all. Where you'll find water, you can be sure that you are going to find life in shapes that we are not able to think about yet. But we should be prepared. Watershed is an album that deals with being at the lake. It could be any lake you can think of. It's about standing at its shores and looking out all over the surface of its waters and its soft waves. This is the main theme of the new album, and that is where we go now.
I heard the sound of voices up above. They gathered there and I was dreaming of going myself up there. With wings you can go anywhere. I had a smile, these voices haven't been.
Remember, I told you about the water. After heavy rain, you'll find all of these small puddles on the street. And these little incidents, only being for a short time, they have all the magic in the world because they have the ability to reflect the sky. They are mirroring the blue sky and its white clouds after rain, as if it was earthbound and not heavenbound. Did you ever think about that? If I ever fell in love again, it will be to a woman who is able to find all the stars in these little and fleeting puddles on the ground. For I will be sure that she's wise and that she knows about the wonders and that heaven has always been a part of life below. It's quite plain to look at. It just makes you feel good, and it's there to enjoy these little wonders after rain, or whenever you want to.
When you stand alone and by yourself beside the lake, just watch how someone else.
But let's get back to the shores of a lake, any lake if you want to. Man is going back to its origins whenever you arrive at a lake or at the great shore of a distant ocean. Woman and man both feel that they are so closely related to this very essence of life, which is also a big part of each and every body that was born on this planet. Feel the wind as it softly grabs in your hair and makes you dance and wondering if there could be anybody else out there. There surely is, but you do the wondering in such a moment.
It's walking quite far, no matter near or far. It's the same with you, you're just one part of it all.
And then say a wish or a prayer into this wind and the sparkling surface of the waters in front of you. And you may feel a wondrous kind of relief. It might be that you gratefully realize you're a part of a much greater and common sense that you have ever been aware of before. It can really change you in a moment like this. Just try for yourself.
The winds together just to sing out loud. All the things that people keep wondering about. And by the water's side, it might just be right to listen to answers offered there.
Oh, I'm sorry to tell you that we've come to the end of this episode once again. Find this song on the internet on your favorite streaming platform. Just search for my name and look out for the album Watershed, and you'll be able to enjoy the tune without my comment and with your own thoughts all by yourself. And remember, help other people to find this podcast by rating, following, sharing, or giving a little review yourself, or tell people about this podcast. Just be a part of it and stay tuned. Thank you, and God bless. Watch out for this, and let me thank you for listening and your personal interest. You will find all of my music on major streaming and download platforms on the internet, and all of my books on Amazon.com. Look out for them under my name, and you will find all of them. We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.